Hey. You awake down there? Hello? Sorry, maybe throwing a pillow was a bit extreme. Oh, I was just checking to see if you were still awake, and the verdict is yes. Yeah, no, of course, go back to sleep. But if you happen to be awake at this point, maybe we could talk. Yeah, I'm fine. Yes, positive. I was just, I know I'm saying I'm a lot, whatever. I was just wondering something. Okay, you know what? If you point out every time I say, this is gonna get annoying real quickly. I just wanted to know if there was any specific reason why you were pretending to be asleep. Yeah, you were. Yes, you were. I saw you scrolling your phone before I threw the pillow, which means you purposely ignored me, and I just want to know if there's a reason why. Why, yes, I am serious. Don't you want to tell me? Exactly, you didn't say that. Oh, it's nothing, If you don't want to tell me, you can just say that you don't want to tell me. I mean, you don't have to be so rude about it, but fine, fair enough. Nothing, I don't want to talk about it. So what if I sighed? I'm allowed to sigh. You sigh all the time. Yes, you do. So if you can sigh, then I can certainly sigh. In fact, I'm just gonna sigh constantly now. Am I annoying yet? Don't you good grief me. I'm just frustrated, okay? Look, are you sure that you're even fine sleeping on the floor? I feel kind of mean for convincing you to give me the bed. Then why did you offer to take the floor? Okay, you didn't have to give me the bed. I could have easily taken the floor instead. Hey now, I did not say that I was just gonna go ahead and give up the bed at this point. You're frustrating as all hell. Yes, you. You specifically are quite frustrating, and I will die on that hill. Oh, I am well aware that I'm frustrating, but at least I can own up to it. Okay, can I ask you something? And by ask you something, I mean if you ever tell someone else about this, even mutter it to someone else, whisper whatever, I am going to strangle you in your sleep. Oh, just ask. That simple? Okay, fine, whatever. Are you mad about earlier? Oh, come on. You are well aware what I'm referring to. Seriously, you were too smart to suddenly start playing dumb. Ugh, yes, you do know. You're just being a twat about it. Yes, a twat. The most annoying twat that ever twatted. Or existed. Whatever, you get the point. Don't laugh at me. I'm being serious. Yes, I am in fact being serious. Can you not tell by the tone of my voice? Fine, you know what? I'll be direct as well. Were you mad when Sarah brought up our relationship? We don't have a relationship? Okay, you know what? Fine, yes, we don't technically have a relationship, but she brought up our friendship. She said that she was surprised that the two of us weren't together like that. Is it ridiculous, though? Look, I'm only bringing this up because she told me that she was certain we were together because of how she saw you looking at me. Well, how are you looking at me? I'm just curious, okay? You weren't look- So what, she was lying? Why would she lie? Like, what could she possibly gain from lying about you looking at me, of all things? Whatever, okay, fine. Looking, glancing, staring, I don't really care. Either way, your eyes were focused in on me at one point or another. Are you kidding me? God, you sound grumpy as hell. And, you know, I'm starting to think that you're directing your own frustration to me because she's the one who said it looked like... You know what? Never mind. She said that it looked like... What the hell? Okay, you know what? Fine, yeah, we don't need to talk about it. You know... You can be a real dick sometimes. I am just trying to talk to you, like, actually communicate, and you're being so... Yeah. Frustrating. Ugh, okay, we have well established that I am also frustrating. You just make this so difficult to have any interest in you at all, but come to think of it, I must be insane. Like, actually insane to even think... You know what? Never mind. I said never mind. You know exactly what I said. And I have just about had enough of this. And even if it backfires, I don't really give a damn anymore because... I was going to tell you what I was going on about. If only you would stop cutting me off. You know what? We are finally going to talk about this. Because I'm just as confused as everyone else. I don't know, I just... Do you ever wonder what it would be like if we were... together? Okay, you don't have to sound too appalled by the subject. It is just a hypothetical scenario, okay? So just play along. Sure? Oh. Okay, whatever. You know what? No, I changed my mind. No, you will just think it's me being stupid. Says who? I don't know, maybe the fact that your tone practically screams it out? Why would I want to go and make a bigger fool of myself? Everybody else already pointed out how I was blushing like crazy when Sarah brought it up, and you just went and looked away, annoyed as always, I assume. What? You being annoyed is nothing new? You don't say. Not that. Then what? Okay, now. That is ridiculous. Yes, it is ridiculous. I don't blush around you. I do not. No, I don't. Okay, you're starting to make me mad. You know what? I really don't care if this is our back and forth or how we usually are. I'm actually being serious here. Yeah, I am. I know that I don't always seem like I might even slightly enjoy your presence, but sometimes... Sometimes. On rare occasions. You know, every time there's a full moon or something, I don't know. I consider you to be the greatest friend that I have. Yeah, I know, how shocking. But I do mean it. And I get it that we have this weird relationship. Fine friendship. Anyway, it's weird because sometimes we appear like we're enemies, but this also isn't the first time that someone's pointed this out to us, and especially when we're around everyone else. And sometimes I just wonder if we're missing something that everyone else can see. Look, I don't exactly know what I'm saying. I just... I don't know. You know, this whole thing was a lot easier when it was just swirling around in my head. Saying it out loud is a lot harder. I want to say it, though. Even if you're being a stubborn pain in the ass. Even if it scares me half to death. It scares me because I don't know what we are, and I don't want to go and assume only to make a bigger idiot of myself. Oh, I could just tell you. Okay, you know what? Fine. You know what? I like you. Yeah, there. I said it. I like you. A lot, actually. Bailey is actually the only one who knows, which is why she paired us up together in this room. Yeah, don't worry. I was just as surprised as you were. But I don't know now that it... Now I'm kind of realizing that this might be the only chance I get to do this. However, now that I'm saying it, all I feel is like I've made a terrible mistake. Honestly, I think because we have a strange relationship. Sorry, I mean friendship. I mean, our friendship is weird, right? Well, no, I mean, it's not technically a problem at all. We just go at each other's throats a lot. But then we have these moments, you know, kind of like this, where the masks almost fall off and we're just ourselves. Like, the last time that we were here, we stayed up all night in the living room laughing. I swear, it's like we put on an act around people, but when we're alone, this is how we actually want to be. Do you like it? I mean, because sometimes I worry that you don't. Hell, sometimes I worry that you don't even like me at all. Well, I do. I worry that even though we have this back and forth that we're so comfortable with, that underneath it all, it might be one-sided. I know we bicker like 99% of the time, but we're still close, and I know we are because I never actually hate seeing you. I always enjoy seeing you, even if we're going at each other's throats. I don't want you thinking that I hate you. No, I don't. Not even a little bit. Why? Well, because I can't see any reason to actually hate you. You're funny and you're sweet to those you care about. Yes, I think even me. And I notice the things about you that I'm not even sure you realize that you do. Like, when we're bickering, you'll bite the inside of your cheek, almost like you're trying to keep yourself from smiling or laughing at something I say, but you still manage to smile a little bit. Or the way when we're sitting close to each other, you'll rest your hand on me, but your jaw will just clench until you actually rested your hand down. Can I ask you something? Do you hate me? You don't? Promise? But you've never hated me. Like, ever. I'm fun. I'm just going to pretend that I know exactly what that means, but, thank you. If you don't hate me, though, why haven't you tried anything with me? You must have had some idea that I liked you. I mean, I wasn't exactly hiding it. You know, there is one thing you do that always bothers me, though. You preach about how no one wants you, about how no one understands you, but I've been there this entire time and you never seemed to notice me. I never complained about it like you did. Can I ask you something? Can you come sit in the bed with me? No? I mean, okay, never mind. Why wouldn't it be smart? This entire time you've come off as cold, and what, now you're wanting to be as far away from me? Then what? You like me too. Do you really mean that? Wait, you're actually getting up. Okay, I wasn't actually expecting you to come up here. Don't look at me like that. It's stupid. Don't look at me like that with your stupid dumb face. Yes, your stupid dumb face. That's not really that dumb or stupid. You know what I mean. Wait. Why are your hands on my face like that? What are you doing? Oh my god, what are you thinking? By actually kissing me, you are acknowledging that there is in fact something going on between us. I mean, I'm not saying I hated it, I actually enjoyed it quite a bit, but you know, you didn't have to go and actually kiss me like that. No, you didn't, you really didn't, because now there's gonna be a problem and we're gonna have to worry about. Okay, fine, maybe I do talk too much. Can I ask you something else? At least for tonight, can you sleep up here with me? Of course I want that. That way we can just be ourselves together, right? Would it be ridiculous of me to admit that I always imagine what it'd be like to be in your arms, just like this? Is it really cute? What does it depend on? You're fishing for compliments. Okay, fine. You know what? I'll bite. You want to know what it's like to be in your arms. You know what? Actually, I don't know. No, come back here. No. Honestly, it's kind of terrifying. I built it up to be something in my head, and I thought that if it ever happened, then it wouldn't feel anything like this, but it does. It's almost... I know I can tell you, it's almost like I can finally breathe around you. You feel the same? Really? God.